All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We are going to go ahead and kick it off, man. Before we get to the top of the hour, I'm going to go ahead and say it's time to move on to Triple Dipper number two. You know the deal. Sometimes I'm sitting out there getting ready for the show, and I'm like, wow, that's woke. Oh, how much wokeness can there be? And I began to see things that sometimes they make me laugh. Sometimes I roll my eyes. Other times I just want to throw things across the room. That's where you wind up when you run with Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, let's jump right in with one of the most egregious pieces of revisionist science I have ever heard of in my life. So here's a piece that came off of PM News, Postmillennial. Postmillennial News, June 10th, that would be 2 days ago. California, are you ready for this? All right, brace yourselves. California moves to provide surrogates to gay male couples in the name of fertility equality. I did not know there was such a thing. I mean, it is important that we have fertility equality. That's a thing now. So California Bill, SB 729, seeks to redefine infertility to be a status as opposed to a medical condition. What the frick? So changing the definition to a person's inability to reproduce, either as an individual with their partner without medical intervention, would also then, by the way, under the law, suddenly classify gay men as infertile. You're welcome to turn your microphone on because the look you just gave me tells me everything you sense about this story.
Well, I am infertile.
Okay.
I'm a man.
Okay.
Right?
So suddenly you're infertile.
Yeah. What about us, the straight men?
The cis white males, we call ourselves.
Yes.
Boomer and I sit here quite often and wonder if the rest of the cis white males in the world feel like we do. And we know they do. I look at this and think, the heck, man. So because you classify as gay, you are now deemed automatically infertile.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. You're very likely scientifically fertile. You just chose not to be. The fact that you can't reproduce does not mean that you are infertile under this category. But that's what they got to do in California because it's all about equity.
Yes.
Yeah. We're getting fertility equity is where we are right now.
Yeah. Except that we don't have fertility equity.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
The bill, which passed the Senate last month, would require insurance companies to cover in vitro fertilization procedures. And with the change in definition, this would also include forcing insurance companies to cover surrogacy for gay males. I just find this, okay.
Wait, how does that work?
So the bottom line is, and here, well, I'll tell you how it works. It says like this. Here's what the fourth paragraph in the article says. An organization called Men Having Babies, that's the name of the organization, by the way. The organization called, first of all, problem number one, if the name of your organization is Men Having Babies. Okay, an organization called Men Having Babies boasted that the bill will remove financial barriers for gay men who wish to, you ready, rent a woman's womb to have a child who has the DNA of one of the males in the relationship. I just look at this and go, my God, how much wokeness can I find in one story?
So do you rock, paper, scissors for who gets to be dad?
Oh, apparently. I don't know. Yeah, which one supplies the DNA? I don't know. How do they work that piece out? That's a great rock, paper, scissors. So, yeah, an organization called Men Having Babies boasted that the bill, which would then classify gay men as infertile, removes the financial barriers for gay men who wish to rent a woman's womb to have a child. Do we put a sign out, womb for rent? You get that, room for rent, womb for rent? Okay. All right. I don't know what the going rate is. How do they put the standards on this? Does it have to be done officially, like through an in vitro clinic? Or can they just say, I got her pregnant and she's the surrogate? I mean, where does this go? Do the gay men also want prenatal care? I don't know what's happening. I mean, sky's the limit here. Why not, man? Lamaze classes so they can get the full experience. Just
What?
I just think back to all the pregnancies that occurred as we prepared for deployment on things like aircraft carriers with 5,000 folks. So I don't know. Does this open up a whole world of guys getting out of deployments because, oh, I'm now recognizing myself as pregnant.
I am now recognizing, yes, I'm infertile. Therefore, I have rented a womb. Sorry, Commander, I have to stay home. I don't, what, is this, you, this is, okay, so this is the way that populations die right here, is when you get stupid stuff like this put in place. Gay men classified as, legally classified as infertile. Not medically, not scientifically, legally classified as infertile. I did not know that was a possibility, to be legally classified as infertile. But then on top of that, forcing insurance companies. By the way, they say in here, too, that this is expected to potentially raise insurance premiums up to $330 million or more across the state of California as everybody else has to help pay to pick up the tab. I'm assuming that means, too, that Medicaid will wind up having to jump in, and it'll be taxpayer dollars helping to rent a womb for infertile male couples. My God. Y'all stay tuned. We got more of this. Text lines are open. Oh, and they just started lighting up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. Yeah, covering down on it all, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. And I'm just telling you, man, it's hour number three, which is just hard to believe we're already here. Hey, before I go any further, I got to tell you, my friends at ZLA Solutions, and indeed they are my friends. I know them personally. They're solid people. ZLA Solutions. They do all kinds of things to help businesses improve their systems. They can do things like sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, all that. But their bread and butter, man, is still staffing. They can help you find the people you need. Didn't matter what kind. It can be the onesies and twosies with special niche skills. It can be an entire shift of people. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. They can get it done. ZLA Solutions. You check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. You tell them what you need, they'll go to work for you. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And if you talk to them, do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. All right, I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me honor his time. Thanks for calling. Mike Harvest, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Phil. And how about yourself, sir?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Two questions. Not that I would condone or promote that, but does the law handle what happens if the surrogate decides to abort the gay couple's child?
Wow. I mean, you know, at that point, you might be getting over into a breach of contract. I mean, it's just kind of weird at that point, isn't it? I hadn't thought about that.
I understand that. But like I said, I would not, wish or encourage that in any way, but it's just a hypothetical thought about that.
Yeah.
And I guess, is California planning on setting up a
Hey, Mike, you broke up. Hey, Mike, you broke up. Ask your question again.
Sorry. Is California planning on setting up a registry like one of your sponsors for people as opposed to for rent-a-wound?
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, and then you get into how often can a womb be rented, you know? I just
exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, man. And then you also got to look into, was there coercion? Was it truly a arm's length transaction between two people for the rental, or was there any coercion involved? It opens the door to so much.
I could easily see the human trafficking element getting involved in that too.
Absolutely. It's just awful. It's ripe for disaster. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for the call, man. You be safe on the road. We can hear you driving.
You too, sir. You have a great day, Phil.
Take care. Man, the text lines, Butters, the text lines just like exploded. So it got quiet for a while, but now this one, John from Huntsville says, wow, I guess you can rent anything these days. I wonder if those rental fees are weekly or monthly. I don't know. JT from Lacey Springs says, alas, I was once a male trapped in a woman's body for months, and then I was born. Whatever. he says, okay, cis males, we can't reproduce, but we can cause reproduction. There you go. And then you got a brand new texter in the string here. Is that Mikey? I can't read it. Yeah, Mikey from Moores Mill. Will the men get the same amount of maternity leave? Awesome question. I don't know. Now, Pete Buttigieg, he and his husband, he's the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, cabinet level position. He took two months of paternity leave when he and his husband adopted a child. And you got to look at it and go, I guess it was hard to learn how to change a diaper. 2 months. That was during the supply chain mishaps, everything going wrong with, transportation. And he was the Secretary of the DOT. John C. from Madison. If you rent a womb, isn't that prostitution? Interesting point. Interesting point. No, it's surrogacy, John C. It's surrogacy. You can twist things any way you want, you know what I'm saying? Brian from Huntsville, womb for rent? Sounds like prostitution without the full flow chart. I got some good listeners, man. All right, so listen, if you want to text in, you are, Allie from Athens, womb for rent? I'm sorry, which gay man is going to nurse the baby? That brings up that whole story we had last time about men lactating, and I had to put that story down. It was so bad. Lisa from Hansville, please tell me we're in the Twilight Zone, please. I'm sorry, Lisa, we're not. It's real. It's here. Donna from Coleman, thought districts were based on population. Talking about the redistricting a while ago, I thought districts were based on population. Coleman County had majority inaccurate numbers in 2010, and they left out Smith Lake. Significant black population in southern Coleman County might need to bring it north. I don't know, Donna. We'll wait and see. All right. Hey, listen, Badger from Athens is always good. He says, is there a womb with a view available?
That's awful.
That's just bad. Badger, do some push-ups or something, man. Frank from Madison says, twins? I don't know what to say to that. And then Jeff from Indiana, who called in earlier, just texted and said, sound like something from The Handmaid's Tale to me. I know. It's bizarre. All right, let's switch gears. You go ahead and realize we are still in woke world. Just so you know, AI is getting creepier by the day. I'm just telling you, I had a conversation with someone this morning, an interview that I need to go back and watch from this past weekend with the one of the founders of AI who left Google so that he could speak more freely. And anyway, story I've got here from the Daily Wire. And I will go ahead and first of all say, if you're a social media influencer and you call yourself Lucifer, I'm automatically suspect. I will just throw that out there. You chose the name Lucifer. I don't know why, but I can only imagine. However, Lucifer, a social media influencer, has now combined with AI to create your new online companion. Meet Lucifer AI. So this story came out just a couple of days ago, and it says that basically He can be your new friend, your companion, your romantic partner. Lucifer AI can create personalized role-playing stories and read them to you. Switching between text and audio to communicate, Lucifer AI will send you live updates and announcements whenever new content is created. This is freaking creepy. You know what that is? That's a sickness, first of all. It even says in here, it may help cure loneliness. No, it won't. It's going to create new mental disorders as people fall in love with imaginary people and they live in fantasy land. That's what this is going to be. Never mind that you called it Lucifer to begin with. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of stuff. I mean, that folks are going to have to deal with. I think that podcast that you're talking about, the gentleman from Google.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously don't agree with a lot of his perspective, but he goes back to some really root core, like what is companionship and those kind of things. And it's, I don't know, I guess the big thing that jumps in my mind is that the church needs to start answering some questions and filling some gaps on that.
I would say it's yes, but you're not going to like the story that I've got coming up next. finishing up Lucifer, I will say this though, by the way, apparently it's quite lucrative. So Lucifer's real name is 23-year-old Karen Marjorie. And Karen Marjorie has 1.8 million followers on Snapchat. And Karen Marjorie started charging people $1 per minute to engage its Lucifer AI. And she says she made $70,000 in a single week. $70,000 in a single week. Let me say it again, $70,000 in a single week. She expects, though, once it's fully up and running, to be making as much as $5 million a month, having people that call in to have companionship with a fake personality that creates conversations whose name is Lucifer. Is the Antichrist going to be AI? Is that what's going to happen here? That's how it feels. This is freaking creepy. All right, listen. I'm gonna delve into that story about the church here in a minute. When we get back, we'll finish up some more of the right side's average or weekly adventures in woke world. You might want to know on the way out though. One good news story before I go to break. Great Britain has decided to ban the use of puberty blockers for children. Adventures in woke world. Yeah, every once in a while we win one, right? Britain is banning the use of puberty blockers for children, with the entire nation opting to only allow the drugs to be used for research. And never mind the fact that they banned it in England, and we prescribe it, and actually people fight for it here in the United States. In the words of the officials from their National Health Service, this will hopefully bring an end to vulnerable children being placed down a pathway to irreversible harm. I agree. Maybe we should take the lead of our friends in Great Britain on that one. All right, take me to a break, Butters. We'll do that right now. You guys stay tuned because Adventures in Woke World, oh, we ain't done. I'm going to start talking about what statues have been torn down. I'm going to talk about what Greta Thunberg's doing. And then, yeah, we're going to have to cover down on what's going on with that church situation, having gay pride events. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, it's 4:20, it's getting close to go-home time. Some of y'all are thinking, man, I am headed to the house. Well, before you get too far down the road, let me tell you about one of our friends, the Elm Foundation. So Elm Foundation, ELM, it stands for Expect Little Miracles. These folks are doing some amazing things. They're based out of Huntsville. They're a 501c3. And they are changing people's lives. They are getting involved with folks, giving them true opportunities, grants to help them get through, education or job skills training, or even providing childcare in the meantime. They're getting them off the streets. They're restoring their self-worth. They're basically making opportunities for people to just sort of re-enter society. And they're doing it like not like government does it, where you throw money at it and just hope it sticks. They're actually walking with people individually with case-managed plans and holding them accountable and making them stick to the milestones. It's just very cool. We had them on the show not long ago. Great podcast with them if you ever want to go back and hear it. But yeah, the Elm Foundation, ELM, stands for Expect Little Miracles. Their website is ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. Check them out. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I got a caller. Tell you what, I got a caller. I'll take that right now. So, yeah, Butters, go ahead and throw on line one. Is that Clarence? Clarence from Huntsville. How you doing, bud?
Hey, man, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, man, you said gay pride earlier, and that just dang near sparked me. I'll tell you what, there ain't no pride in being gay, because if it was, they wouldn't feel like they had to slam that stuff down your throat all the time.
So you don't go the whole gay pride month, huh?
I don't care about gay pride at all. I don't care about none of that. I'll tell you what I do think we should be doing, though. I think if you're straight, as yours truly is, I think we should probably go ahead and start calling the straight people every other letter besides LGBTQ+, hashtag. That way they can't take no more stinking numbers and create nothing new.
So you want to grab all the other acronym letters we can and build our own, huh?
And then just put an infinity sign on it. That way, for every other thing that they want to start trying to do out there, they can't even touch it no more.
Well, you know, I heard somebody say the other day, too, Clarence, that, veterans, there's actually 2 days a year, 2 days a whole year, and yet the gay pride thing lasts an entire month.
Yeah, that's about right. I guess that's how long it takes to walk over a stinking rainbow these days. They took that from God, too, or they tried to.
Well, we want our rainbow back, by the way. I said that the other day.
We want the rainbow back for sure.
Absolutely. All right, Clarence, appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
You too, man.
Listen, you got a text. You want to text in, you got the time, all right? 833-68-RIGHT. By the way, Butters, do you know the background of why the number is 833-68-RIGHT? Where the 68 comes from?
No, Phil. Please fill me in.
Now, if you're going to get an attitude with me, we're just going to turn your microphone back off. Oh, by the way, Butter is sitting in for Boomer today, doing a great job. And look at me talking nice right after you went ahead and did the whole mocking thing. I felt the condescension in your voice.
I thought I was doing a whole setup for
freaking
you there.
Get in the front lane and rest while I talk. How about that? So the storyline is we set everything up, and I wanted, you know, we couldn't have Right Side. There's not a space in there. They told me it had to be an 833. We could get the word right, but it had to have a couple of digits in between. And so the bottom line is my first car was a 68 Mustang. So 833-68-RIGHT is where we wound up.
Gotcha.
Bam. A little bit of Right Side trivia for you there.
Nice.
All right, next on the adventures in woke. I tell you what, you got a sound effect for me? Let's start it off again. Hit me a sound effect.
Adventures in woke world.
All right, just when you thought it was safe to be a statue, no. So, a statue dedicated to Revolutionary War hero General Philip Schuyler that has stood over Albany, New York's City Hall for nearly a century. A century. 100 years. I am pretty sure there was no one who was walking by that statue going, I feel personally offended. There was probably no one who was saying, I don't know that I can live in Albany anymore because they have that statue. It's kind of like how many soldiers were stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, that basically never had any clue, me included. Fort Bragg, Fort Benning. All I know is I went to airborne school, ranger school, pathfinder school, infantry officer school, all of it at Fort Benning. Never once felt like I was in a place named after a racist. Well, you may be interested to know that General Philip Schuler, despite the fact that he was indeed a Revolutionary War hero, his statue needs to come down now because it's believed that he owned slaves 200 years ago. Just so you know, it's important that we clarify that we will not have anyone have done anything right if they also own slaves. Never mind that we may not even have a nation right now that gives you the right to speak out against a statue if it were not for people like General Philip Schuler. But that's beside the point. Adventures in Woke World just points out the wokeness, and there's one of them, tearing down statues. It's still a thing. They are still working their way through the statuocracy of the United States. That's why, by the way, in the state of Alabama, we have a Memorial Preservation Act, which I was proud to help vote for in 2016, I think it was. So in 2016, we passed the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act, and we were accused of being racist. All you want to do is preserve those Confederate statues. No. How about the day comes that somebody wants to tear down the statue of Martin Luther King? Well, that's protected now, too. How about the fact that we're saving the rocket up there at the I-65 visitor center near the Tennessee line? And guess what? I think it qualifies as a monument under the Monument Preservation Act. Yeah, it's not about racism. It's about preserving history. It's about making sure that cultural whims and, you know, the people whose intentions and moods flow with the breezes, that they're not allowed to tear down history and pretend that things never happened. All right, we come right back. I'll tell you about Greta Thunberg. I'll tell you about the ice cream shop that suddenly needs police help. And then I'll also tell you about the churches that have just gone completely off the deep end. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be our beautiful Alabama. And I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville. Tuscaloosa, on back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, during the breaks, you hear all the advertising, right? Well, here's the deal. Just know this, that we are a standalone entity. Right Side Radio is a business unto itself. We're not owned by the radio stations that we're on. When you guys are hearing us, just know this. We own the content. We send our signal to them, but that means we also have to sustain ourselves like any other business would. One of the ways we do that, now we're a 501c3, but one of the ways that we do that is selling advertising. So if you hear this show and you're like, man, I agree with what they, I believe in what they, I want to be a part of what they're doing. I want my business to advertise with them. We'd love to talk to you. By the way, you can't do that by contacting the station. You got to contact us directly. So you go to our website, rightsideradio.org. All our stuff's on there, all kinds of different things. One of the things you'll see at rightsideradio.org is a place where it says advertising and contact. You click on that, send us a message, and we will get back in touch with you ASAP. We would love to have you on the team. Yeah, rightsideradio.org. If you want to advertise on this show, we'd love to talk to you. All right, it's looking, Butters, like a, what do we call a double dipper day. Like, I don't see any, I mean, I'm about to finish up dipper number two, but I've got a whole dipper laying over here on the table that did not even get touched. It's okay, though. It's all right. It's not your fault. We don't blame you for this. If Boomer was here, it would still be a double dipper day. Just so you know.
I don't know.
Yeah. we're doing Adventures in Woke World. So Greta Thunberg, who is just one of the most irritating individuals in the world, Greta Thunberg has Listen, if you didn't know, the way she got her start was by going on a strike from school in the name of climate change. Where were her parents? Where were Greta's parents in all this? You know, I've never seen Greta's parents. I need to Google that. Greta's parents. Do they care? Is she just, anyway, she's 20 years old now, and she's been out there doing this for a number of years. She finally graduated from high school. So she posted yesterday on her Twitter feed, school strike week number 251. Today I graduate from school, which means that I'll no longer be able to school strike for the climate. This is then the last school strike for me, so I guess I have to write something on this day. So what I'm hearing here is that school was never about learning for her. School was a tool. I would hope that her parents didn't pay for that education, because what you had there was someone who saw it as nothing more than a means to accomplish another agenda and using school in order to strike. At some point, the school was like, I mean, why didn't they disenroll her? I mean, do they not do that over there? I mean, where was she from? Sweden? Yeah, Sweden. They don't disenroll you from Sweden. They don't send you to, you know, special classes. You don't get detention. You have to write sentences on the board, something. She just continued to strike week after week until finally, at the age of 20, she has graduated from high school and will no longer be able to strike anymore. And she feels sad about that because it's removed from her one of her tools. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. I got a caller on the line. Is that Sparky? Yeah, man. Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm good. Good show, Phil and Butters.
Thanks, man.
I'm always glad to hear Ms. Sundberg make it back into the news because the young lady is so desperately starved for attention. And you're right. You take away any of her tools to continue to pump her nebulous celebrity based on an unbelievably false narrative. I suppose she's going to have to be on the cover of next year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition along with a bunch of transgender dudes in order to keep herself in the public limelight.
Oh, my word. But,
to that point, the fact that the publishers of SI would bow weakly and meekly to the political forces that would force them to put a transgender woman on the cover, the weaklings in various states that would allow these thugs to convince them they have to pull all these historic statues down. You know, my message to everybody out there is when your convictions are right and you know you're correct, you know that you're historically right, and you've got the power of right on your side, you can't roll over and give these shrieking liberal socialist idiots an inch, because they've demonstrated that if you give them an inch, they want the whole mile, they want the whole nine yards. For instance, the celebration of transgender wonderfulness that seems to be the overwhelming program, the only solace I have to that is it won't stand the test of time. You can try and change culturally things as we have over the years, and rightly so, for the rights in the last 100 years of our lives that blacks could vote, right? We have equality in this nation for minorities, which is fantastic. Gays in most states, I guess all states can marry. Great. But transgender celebration and promoting transgender mutilation of children, it won't stand the test of time, because in the end of the day, insanity is still insanity. Mentally unstable people are still mentally unstable people, and you can celebrate them and put lipstick on that pig all you want. You are not going to normalize something that is by definition not normal, and I don't mean right, morally, biblically. I'm saying insane is insane. Gender dysphoria is a serious medical condition, and I pray for every one of them who suffers from it that they get proper help, and I pray for all our thousands of school kids who are being coerced into believing that they need to be transgender, because those poor kids need our prayers more than anybody.
Yeah, Sparky, so well said, man. Every time you call in, you do like that. And I agree with you. I said the other day on the show, I really feel like, and it's unfortunate that it's a fad. I hate that the fad exists at all, but I feel like we are going to be staring at, you know, back at this time 15, 20 years from now, and this is going to be something that went by, you know, sort of the wayside in a sense. I hope, I pray that it's going to be, you know, going, you know, right up there with leisure suits and tail fins on cars. I think we're going to wind up seeing that it was a fad of the day that unfortunately caught hold. And like eating Tide Pods for a game off of TikTok, I think it's going to go by the wayside. At least I pray that it does.
I'll give you an analogy. I swear it's more like when I was a little tiny child, it was a popular thing to give mothers thalidomide because pregnant mothers got nauseous. And they gave them this wonder drug that was very popular that helped relieve the nausea. And then all these children were born downstream with grotesque, horrible, debilitating birth defects.
Wow!
This is thalidomide. This transgender wonderfulness. Years from now, the suicides and the broken families and the legions of rudderless, poor, screwed up people, all for a political agenda, mind you. This is all about currying favor with people they hope to vote for anything or anybody with a D behind their name. There's no care or concern for these people. So, yeah, that's my fear, and I think it's a very real one.
I think you're accurate, man. I think we're looking at the days. That was the other thing I said, too, is that we're also looking at the day 10 years from now with mass tort litigation on a couple of issues, and this being one. I think one's going to be the COVID vaccines, and the other's going to be on transgender alteration of children.
I agree 100%, and it's a horrifying prospect, but I think it's going to be very real. You're absolutely correct.
Sparky from Harvest, we appreciate you as always, brother.
Okay. Y'all have a good evening.
You too, buddy. And it's, yeah, so he's so right. And I want this so badly to be a fad. I mean, we talk about it, we roll our eyes at it sometimes, but we cannot look aside from the fact that this is the trans. I'm not talking about gay. I'm not talking about whether or not, you know, there are good people that are also gay. I mean, there are a lot of gay people that are sick of the transgender push, too. You've also got this whole movement right now called Gays Against Groomers that do not like the idea of sexualizing children. They recognize it's wrong. And so don't think for a second that because someone professes to be gay, that they are all on board with everything happening on the massively liberal, leftist, progressive, liberal gay agenda. In fact, I would dare say that most gay couples wish they would just shut up, because all they're doing is drawing attention that they didn't want. But that being said, I look at it and think that we're facing a time right now that I pray is going to wind up being a sick fad that we finally move through. The idea that it's gotten this far is nauseating to me. The idea that we can see kids being used as pawns to further an agenda. And then also, by the way, not just trying to get the kids to say certain things or act certain things, but then chemically and physically altering them for life. For life. Kids who cannot even tie their shoes yet. You've got parents. We had that article the other day about the husband and wife who just knew at 3.5 years old that their child was transgender. No, you didn't. You wanted them to be transgender. Let's be clear. At 3.5 years old, they're not sure what their favorite food is yet. They don't know yet what their favorite cartoon is yet. They can't make their shirt match their pants yet. And you're going to tell the world that they knew that they were a different sex. This is the reason why we have laws in place that prevent children from, you know, statutory rape, because they're not seen as able to give consent to relations with an adult. This is why they can't drive till they're 16, vote till they're 18, drink till they're 21, join the military without parental consent until they're 17, usually 18. I'm just telling you, we have laws in place for very, very good reasons. And the transgender movement is blowing them all out of the water as if none of that exists. Wow. Well, there was a good little rant. Take me to a break, Butters, before I gather myself, and I'll come back and give my last couple of stories on Adventures in Woke World. Listen, great show, great participation from the audience. Love that. We do this not because we want to hear ourselves talk every day. This is a show on a mission, man. I'm telling you, every single day I come on the air, I want to know that I have done what I call the four E's, that I've educated, enlightened, empowered, and entertained y'all on what it means to be a conservative walking around in today's world. But I'll tell you right now, that's the mission. The message is why I do it. The message drives the mission, and the message is that every single day, I hope you hear that I don't mind saying, Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, life is worth living. There you go. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. Hey, listen, the last couple of stories I've got here on Adventures in Woke World, and we'll do that China Rising tomorrow. I'll get it back in the loop for tomorrow's Triple Dipper. But yeah, number one, you might want to know that remember the Chaz Chop thing? If you don't remember, this was out in the Seattle area. They had people that literally took over certain parts of the Capitol Hill area in Seattle. And they called it the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest Zone, or the CHOP. And they declared themselves to be an independent entity. No law enforcement allowed. Well, that was going to go well. Well, there were businesses that were stuck inside that CHOP that literally couldn't get anything done. And they were being looted. And they had people that were doing drugs outside their front doors. And the police wouldn't come in. The police wouldn't come in. I mean, it is ceded authority to the radicals who took over a part of the city and declared themselves to be a separate zone, the Chaz Chop Zone. Well, one young man died, 16-year-old Antonio Mays Sr., whose father just filed suit against the city because the city would not do anything, and he lost his son because of things that were going on there. But the thing that I had to bring up for Woke World was the ice cream shop called Molly's Moons Homemade Ice Cream. Molly Moons Homemade Ice Cream. Sounds like a sweet place. The lawsuit by Molly Moons, though, according to the article here on hotair.com, dated 2 days ago, is particularly interesting. It states that its constitutional rights were overrun by the city's decision to abandon the 10-block area of Capitol Hill, overtaken by protesters. The ice cream maker is accusing the city of materially supporting and encouraging a hostile occupation of the neighborhood. However, they would quickly point out, they do not seek to undermine the CHOP participants' message or present a counter-message. It's a lawsuit about the plaintiff's constitutional legal rights. Okay, that's fine. Until you begin to look closer, and it's quickly pointed out that attorney Mark Lindquist, who represents the city, says, yeah, on the one hand, they complain about insufficient police protection. On the other hand, this is the place that wouldn't allow police officers into their shop. Oh, really? It says that basically this is going to be a situation where Molly Moon and her shop had a right to police protection, even though she turns out to be an ungrateful hypocrite who takes that protection for granted when the moment it, you know, arises for her to protest. Going to be interesting to see how that breaks out. Last piece I got here for you. I told you it was coming. Story on the Daily Caller. That's the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation. Dated yesterday. Churches embrace Pride Month with drag queen story hours, queer proms, and gay concerts. Says that several churches are celebrating Pride Month by hosting events including queer proms, drag queen story hours, and a study to, quote, liberate themselves from the Bible as a weapon of exclusion. I'm just going to go ahead and hazard this for you. If you want the Bible to be something that it's not, then maybe you're not a Christian. I'm just throwing that out there. Because the reality is this. The minute you begin taking the Bible and carving it up into what you want it to be other than what it is, you have just literally strayed away from the actual core tenets of the faith. But a 2020 study from the University of California, Los Angeles, according to Daily Caller, says that 47% of Americans who identify as LGBTQ also consider themselves moderately or highly religious. Okay, that's fine. First Presbyterian Church in Columbia, Maryland. Hosting a drag queen story hour on June 11th, that would be yesterday. By the way, that's a Sunday. So church day, let's have a drag queen story hour hosted by Mama Bella for children of all ages. On another webpage, which has since been taken down and archived, they went on further to explain that the purpose of the event was literally to create a space for the children, with costumes and imaginative presentation of the drag queens enhancing the stories. You've also got, oh, by the way, the Trinity Church on Wall Street in New York City, encouraging young people to attend its youth queer prom. Great. Or how about All Saints Church in Pasadena, California, which hosted the Somewhere Over the Rainbow queer prom on June 2nd and a drag queen bingo hour on June 4th. Okay. You got LGBTQ12, bingo. Listen, it doesn't work that way. You know what? What's amazing to me is the idea that in order to be right, you've got to have everything co-opted. No one's allowed to have a separate belief. We'll come take your faith. We'll use your rainbow. And it's okay because we're the ones who are right. How about this? Go get your own. There's an idea. Maybe create your own symbol. Amy from Rainbow City on the text line says, great show today, all caps. Thank you, Amy. I'd like to recommend the new Right Side Radio t-shirt with Boomer and Butters on it. So now we got to have Boomer and Butters both on the t-shirts. I'm digging it. Your call sign worked out quite well for the show, bro.
Yeah.
You did a good job, too, by the way.
We'll have to go back and thank the guys about almost 20 years ago now.
Who named you Butters?
Yeah, they knew this day would come.
When there would be people calling for t-shirts with your name on it. Gina from Athens. I believe there are too many doctors in the profession only to make money. The love of money is the root of all evil. There are so many people who pretend to care about other people, but money is their main motive and not care for others. And for that reason, it's going to be hard to make this go away. I agree, Gina. That's why it's going to take conservatives rising up, putting people in office who will pass laws that protect kids. That's all there is to it. G.I. Joe from Birmingham says, okay, stop now. It's making me sick. Woke world has that effect on some people. You almost get woke world PTSD every once in a while. But we have had some good laughs, though.
Oh, yeah.
We have had some great laughs. All right, I hear the music praying. So that means the pastor's got to stop the sermon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back here tomorrow, too. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.
Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.